You're listening to SBS News.
The government's vision for a simpler and more helpful national welfare system has been laid out. In an address to the National Press Club, Government Services Minister Stuart Robert revealed the government has launched a new version of MyGov. MyGov is a digital service and entry portal for individuals to access services from participating government entities. Under the changes, it will be modernised and transformed into a government-to-customer hub. Mr. Robert says it will also be accessible in 110 languages.
In the past, you had no choice but to go to Centrelink, where everything was in English. Yet we know we're one of the most successful multicultural nations on earth. What we're now building out in terms of digital platforms is massive alternatives to going to a shopfront, where if you're someone from a cultural, linguistically diverse background or someone from a remote Indigenous community, you'll be able to go to what will replace MyGov, go to your specific personalised part on that and see all your payments and your claims. You'll be able to do all of your claims online. You'll be able to see where everything's up to, and you'll be able to do it in 110 languages.
MyGov was launched in 2013, aiming to provide individuals with secure online access to a range of government services, all in one place. Mr. Robert says the new service will offer a personalised user experience, collaborating content most relevant to the individual.
So the first step is to provide services and information and support to communities where they're at in their language. Because it's all about saying we respect your time, we respect your language, and we respect you may not be able to get out and about, but if you do go to a service centre, those service centres will be geared to do the more complex transactions and spend more time with you because we've got that much more capacity.
With the future of the JobKeeper wage subsidy scheme uncertain beyond September this year, the Government Services Ministry is preparing for a surge in calls for help from all communities.
Absolutely preparing for it. So 1.6 million Australians are on payment. As JobKeeper starts to slowly come off, we need to be prepared for more Australians to come onto payment. Now, if they don't come on, superb. But the nation can be assured that Services Australia will not be flat-footed on this. It'll have the capability, the people and the resourcing to deal with any increase should it arrive.
The opposition has responded, with Labor's Home Affairs spokeswoman Christina Keneally saying it's a positive step, but very unrealistic.
It's a step in the right direction, but to think that culturally and linguistically diverse communities are going to log on to a government website is the triumph of hope over experience. The reality is that government needs to invest in local community networks to ensure that they're able to spread reliable and trusted information to their communities. Providing information in formats that people will actually read, that is important. It's great to have translated resources on a government website, but to think that people who may not have access to the internet are somehow going to access that information is leaving this up to fate.
Labor is also calling on the government to fund a $500,000 campaign to better communicate with migrants during the coronavirus pandemic. Senator Keneally and MP Andrew Giles are urging the government to fund a COVID-19 communications grant for migrant communities to network and effectively communicate vital information.
The Morrison government has left people behind here. It has failed to provide information in community languages. It has failed to provide information in accessible and trusted ways to emerging communities. And with some small amounts of money, the government could make a big difference in ensuring that all Australians, no matter what their background, have reliable and trusted information about coronavirus.
Dr. Jamal Riffey is a prominent community leader and GP who has been at the forefront of the fight against COVID-19. Dr. Riffey says migrants play a vital role in stopping the spread of the virus, so getting public health messages or advice to them in a way that can be understood is imperative.
Government will take these suggestions on board. We are desperate for accurate, timely information that reaches the majority of Australian of culturally and linguistic background.
And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.